Hey, this is Megan Rapinoe,
and I'm Sue Bird, and you are now listening to the latest episode of
A Touch More.
We've decided to turn our crazy IG live show into a podcast for your listening pleasure. Enjoy the show.
Off the head when I'm rambling on the mic, and I go off the fans when I'm scrambling at night, and it was off the set of what hammers to the fight, but we from New York City, Mike Cannon.
It's the home of 9/11, the place of the lost towers. We still...
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Oh, yeah, put up chairs.
We're back. It's another week. Can you believe it?
As you can tell, it's a New York theme, so we're paying tribute to the city that, actually we'll get to that later. We've got some nicknames, we've got some quiz for Megan, some New York City trivia for Megan.
We have some nicknames, we'll see what I know, what I don't know, more so what I don't know.
We also have a special guest in John Starks. I'm currently wearing a Brooklyn t-shirt, but only because I'm repping
my guy.
So don't get ideas, Nets. No, I'm just playing. So yeah, we're excited. It's a New York City night.
This is going to be fun. I mean, we got John Starks on at the conclusion of The Last Dance. He played such a big part in that. He was like antagonist number one. And yeah.
So much fun watching those Knick teams. Like, so much fun.
We had a big week at Hunger Not Impossible. I think last week we were like at 25,000 or so meals donated, maybe 26,000 last week. We're up over 35,000 meals donated. Again, we're going to pin the link to the merch for A Touch More.
Yeah, for the
sweatshirts,
gear.
T-shirts, all that kind of stuff. All the proceeds is going to Hunger Not Impossible. If this is your first time in here, Hunger Not Impossible. They basically donate meals to families and kids who have food insecurities or who can't get the meals themselves. So it's great. It's like right in the local community, partnering with Boys and Girls Clubs. Boom. Again, 35,000 meals donated. So thank you to you guys. Just a quick note. As everything starts to open back up, just be safe. Be respectful. Be careful. Wear your masks. Wash your hands. Wear your gloves, like, just be really safe and really careful. Like, kind of nothing changed about the virus, so we'll just get back out there. And we know the weather's getting nice and everyone's getting antsy as fuck. We are.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It
but,
is hard. It's hard.
Let's just keep in this and stay strong. And we know we have to get out a little bit more, but, like, just keep staying safe. Our death numbers, unfortunately, are just about to pass 100,000, and that's, like, fucking crazy. And so... going out, just be safe and be safe around everyone else around you. Okay, it's our PSA for the day. And thank you to all of the frontline workers and healthcare workers and everybody who's still out there keeping us safe and doing the things that we absolutely need them to. So yeah.
Before we get into some of our regularly scheduled programs, we do have a YouTube channel now. We both do. So youtube.com/MeganRapinoe/SueBird. So you can check out all kinds of things, but definitely the show will get replayed on that.
Yeah. All the episodes are going up there live. And then we have like miscellaneous other stuff that we're doing throughout the week or career highlights or whatever is going on.
And then the playlist, as always. I actually pre-posted it. So it's on my story right now. So you can go check out the playlist.
Yeah. Spotify playlist is fire.
It's
Should we
like
start 900 million hours long?
Yeah, this one's long.
So
it was
good.
Actually like at some point I had to like stop myself because it was just like I couldn't.
It's New York City. So.
Like even like the Jay-Z, Biggie like sections, I didn't go that hard because I was like, if I could literally, and this is actually an idea that you had, I could literally just do a Jay-Z night or a Biggie night. So we'll see. We've got some knees cuteness for you. This is coming in.
They keep
the form
getting better
pictures.
And better.
Yeah. Okay, so my niece Alex drew a family portrait. On the left is her dad, who wears a red sweatshirt all the time. Mm-hmm. In the middle is Zoe, her sister, who wears a blue striped shirt all the time. Then
all
there's
the time.
Alex in her pink striped shirt.
All the time.
And then there's her mom, who has this like purple dry fit that she runs in a lot. So this is like very accurate. You guys don't fully understand the accuracy. This is just Alex. And if you can see, she's got her stripes, and that's a nightgown actually. And then on the left and the right foot, you'll see a red sock and a pink sock. So take note. So this is Alex in said nightgown. There's one that says Alexandra on it, and then there's one that says Zoitza, which is a nickname for Zoe. And there it is, the pink and the red sock. I mean, when I say uniform, I don't even think it does it justice. They it's like literally her skin at this
that
point.
That first picture of like all of them together, I'm like, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen that.
Anyway, this last one was in this, she was drawing a card for me, and this is the card. So on the top is just like some doodles, and then it's actually, you have to like turn yourself this way to see. So if you do that, you'll see my body is like some sort of red shirt. I've got arms and legs. And then she went out of her way to tell me, and Ansu, this purple, that's your bun. And I was like, okay, I'm feeling this. This makes sense. Yeah. I like it.
Differentiate.
Yeah. So
you have hair and you have a bun. She knows you love your bun.
Yeah. Okay. They actually freak out when I wear my hair down. It's so cute. Oh my God. They're like, keep it down. I love it.
Oh, that's cute. I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I've seen that.
Yeah. All right, so we usually do Bicker of the Week, but this week it's the Bicker of the Week. Oh yeah, high tech. Yeah, so what we decided to do is just share some nice things that have been happening for us. Because, you know, we bicker.
Yeah.
But we do some nice stuff too. So like today we got, our light bulbs have been out in the bathroom.
For like 4 years.
But as you guys know, like, you know, well, we don't really go out much. So we order on Amazon. And as you guys probably know, like Amazon takes forever. So the light bulbs, it's probably been like a legit 2 weeks. And it's not, it hasn't been pitch black in there, but it's been very, 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 very dull.
Oh, yeah.
So got the light bulbs today, and I was kind of doing some stuff. I wasn't really thinking. And Megan usually doesn't do the stuff around the house. I'm definitely like the, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, I don't know where
she put one light bulb.
I know, she hasn't changed the light bulb since we've dated. Actually, it's actually like a fact.
It's a fact, yeah.
And so she changed the light bulb.
I will say, I did.
I did.
I will say, if I was 3 inches taller, it would have been a lot easier.
That's what everybody says. So that was very sweet.
Yeah, I got up there, you know, did the whole...
Yeah, and did you just go on the sink?
I had to get on the sink for one, and then I had to get the chair because the other ones are, like, in the other parts of the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very cool.
Okay, in the same strain as Bicker of the Week, we did have a Bicker this week.
Wait, what's your nice thing?
I'm getting into it. Yeah, remix. And we got into a little bit of a bicker. It might have even been a bicker plus. And I probably was in the wrong. But I was still like, I had a couple points where I was just like, yeah, but. And in the end, she was just like, you know what? She apologized. She apologized first. She took it all, even though it was my fault. And that was really sweet. Because I was like just digging in for some reason. I just like
blame the Godiva. Blame the Godiva. Shout out to the Godiva.
If you know, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I needed that.
I feel like that's, you know, that's gonna be like an every now and then remix, but I feel like people like the bickers better.
Yeah, I mean everyone's going through their bickers. Listen, we have the same bickers. Whatever bickers we had before, they're still
happening.
Yeah.
We're going to get John on soon, but before we do that, we're going to have some New York City trivia for Megan.
I'm like equally excited and nervous.
No, it's going to be so easy. So Megan is like obsessed with New York City. Every time we go in there, it's like, I feel like I'm like a fifth grade teacher because she's just like, what's that? Where's that? What's that mean? What's this? What's this?
Where are we? What way are we going?
So
what thing are we in? Where are we?
So two of my favorite stories. So we're like entering New York, and to the right, she was kind of asking, actually I don't remember the buildup as well. So where she was kind of asking like, what tunnel is this? What is this? Where is that? Where is this? Where is that? Where is that? Where is it? Is that over there? Is it over there? Is this the Bronx? Where are we? Constantly. So out of nowhere, she was kind of like, you know, where's the Statue of Liberty? Where's this? Where's that? Is that the Empire State Building? Is that? And then we come out and we kind of like finally see everything. And then the Statue of Liberty like comes in our eye line and she goes, oh, well, there she is. Lady Liberty. And I was
literally
like,
just like that.
Literally, like,
I was tickled with myself.
Very proud. And there she is.
Lady Liberty.
Lady Liberty.
Okay, we're watching basketball.
Brooklyn Net game.
And I'm like, what's Betts doing?
I said, what?
she was like, what? And I was like, fuck.
It was one of those moments where you go, what? Please repeat that. I need to hear that again.
I was like, what? No.
What's Bed-Stewie?
Bed-Stewie. I was like, damn it! I did it. I did it wrong.
It was very sweet. Okay. Are you ready? This is not hard. Read the paper.
I'm not.
It's not hard.
True or false?
Pizza was invented in New York City.
False.
Correct. The Empire State Building has its own zip code.
Don't look at the paper.
I'm not looking at the paper, I promise.
Eyes to the people.
I don't cheat.
I'm not looking, False.
It's true.
What?
At 10118, Empire State Building has its own zip code. Okay, the Empire State Building has never been hit by lightning.
Gotta be false.
True. In fact, it gets hit by lightning 23 times a year. The Statue of Liberty was a gift from President Grover Cleveland. He was the president at the time.
False. It was a gift from France.
Correct. One in every 38 United States citizens lives in New York City.
True.
Yeah, that's true. That's wild when you think about it.
That is insane.
Anyways, what's the name of the fish that goes on the bagel?
Lox.
Yes! Okay. Do you know which Nick Biggie's talking about in the I've Got a Story to Tell song? Because John's coming on.
I'm new to this story.
John's coming on, so we might ask him.
I'm new to this story.
Do you want
to
give a guess?
Well, what? Okay.
RJ Barrett.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of
Lynn Sanity.
Speaking of John Starks, what four movies has he been in?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Last Dance.
Eddie? Should have gotten that one. Whoopi Goldberg? Okay. Eddie,
you know,
Forget Paris, Arliss, and he was an extra in Winner Takes All. I don't know if that really counts, so we'll say 3.5. All right, what two teams play in the Subway Series?
The Mets and the Yankees.
Yes, good job. That is correct. What does a ticker tape parade mean?
Ooh, ticker tape is like printed out, and then it was all shredded up, and people threw it out of the windows.
Correct.
Is ticker tape from Wall Street?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
So they printed like all the stuff on.
The stuff on.
All right, name three teams who have gotten a ticker tape parade.
Teams?
Mm-hmm. You can humble brag.
The Giants?
Mm-hmm.
Us?
Mm-hmm.
Twice. The Rangers?
Yes. New York City has over 10 nicknames. Name three of them.
The Big Apple.
Mm-hmm.
The City That Never Sleeps.
Yes. That's why I didn't say it earlier.
I don't know.
What?
Wow.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay.
What are some?
The one I definitely would have said is Gotham.
Oh, dang it.
The one I didn't know was, I mean, it's not no or not no, I wouldn't have pulled it, is the City of Dreams. The other ones I would have gotten, the City's so nice they named it twice. Because when you live in New York, you live in New York, New York.
New York. New York.
The Melting Pot, the Five Boroughs, and then Empire City. Okay, how many boroughs are in New York City?
I know this, there's five.
Okay, name them.
Well, Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Long Island.
No.
No.
Really?
No. Really.
It can be confusing because there's like two boroughs that are on the actual island, but Long Island's like a different thing. And honestly, I went to school in Queens, and anyone will be quick to tell you that Long Island is not worth it. We know.
Isn't Queens and Long Island?
I just said that. So Manhattan?
Well, I'm going to miss one. Manhattan, Queens,
mm-hmm.
Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
The Bronx.
Mm-hmm. It's like another island.
Staten Island. Which I'm like, where is Staten Island?
By the Verrazano. It's kind of down by Brooklyn. Okay,
that was a setup.
Speaking of Staten Island, what is Staten Island best known for?
Is it food?
No.
What?
It smells like shit.
It smells like garbage. Shit.
No. They have like landfills.
Nothing redeeming.
It's not that. No. Yeah. They have like I think landfills. And so like anytime you go over the bridge and you're in your car and you've just gotten a Staten Island, it's always this. So it's like it's known for smelling like garbage. That's a real thing. That and like you know Method
Man. The city's garbage borough.
What is Times Square named after?
The Times. The New York Times.
Yes, that is correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would they make something so awful?
I'm sorry. What?
Crazy.
Why does a billion people go there every year? Where is it located?
Times Square?
Uh-huh.
Wait, remember when we went there because we saw a Broadway show with your mom and we like drove in the Uber, drove past an Italian restaurant and she went, are we in Little Italy?
Every 3 seconds Mario's pizza. She was like, are we in Little Italy?
Okay.
So cute, mom.
It's like in the 45s. It's between 5th and 7th in the 45s.
Okay, close enough.
Ish?
Yeah. Between 42nd and 47th. Between like Broadway and 7th.
Okay.
Okay, where was Michael Jordan born?
Well, was it Jay-Z said that he was...
Yeah, in the song
he just from...
Honestly, when that lyric
but that,
came,
I didn't know like, that.
He's I know, from, but where?
Isn't he from Indiana?
I'm sorry, what?
Gary? Isn't he from like from Gary, Indiana?
Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
No.
He's North from Carolina?
Brooklyn, and then he moved to North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah. Are you allowed to honk your horn in New York City?
Yeah.
No, you get fined $350.
No.
Are you allowed to fart in a New York City church?
You should be able to.
No, it's a misdemeanor. Are women allowed to go topless in New York City?
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
They are.
That is correct.
Not okay. Shocking.
What is a bridge and tunnel person?
That's a person from Long Island.
Okay, keep going.
Or somewhere
no,
else.
It's true.
From
it's true.
Somewhere else that comes and parties in the city, but like can't live there.
That's yeah.
Doesn't live there.
That is true. It's also people who like come in for work, come in for entertainment, come in for this, oh, but don't
this
live.
Is how it has been presented
no,
to me.
Yeah, because you what movie? It's like from a movie, probably.
Okay. More like some Knights Out.
Okay. Can you name 5 bridges and or tunnels?
Holland, Lincoln.
You just remember.
Brooklyn.
In the butt.
Holland, Winkin, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn what?
Bridge.
Brooklyn.
The Verrazano.
I just said that.
There
you go, one more.
The George Washington.
Good job. I was going to give you extra points if you could name one more tunnel, but that didn't happen.
Ooh, there's okay. More tunnels?
Yes. Define the following. NoHo.
North of Houston.
SoHo.
South of Houston.
Dumbo.
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Right over, right underneath the Brooklyn Bridge.
You're so close.
And it's is an acronym?
Yeah. It's a tough one. So down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass.
Yeah, I just said that.
No, you're close. I know, but you want to like nail it.
Yeah.
All right. Nolita.
Nolita is north of Little Italy.
Yes! And speaking of Little Italy, where's the real Little Italy? Ryan, if you're watching, you're going to appreciate this one. Hint.
Well,
we ate there.
Away up north by Fordham?
Yes!
Really?
Bronx, on Arthur Ave, yeah. Well, like that area. Yeah!
Yes.
Good job! I'm impressed. Okay, what does LIRR stand for?
Long Island Railroad.
Boom. How much does the Naked Cowboy make a year?
This was a bit. I don't want to lead you. Like $1 million?
No.
$250,000.
$150,000. See, I should have. Oh. I led you a little bit.
Okay.
That one, you get like half a point. Okay. Why are skyscrapers mostly located in Midtown and Lower Manhattan?
There's building codes. Higher.
Elaborate.
There's, I think in Upper Manhattan, people were settled there earlier, and so there was lower places. And
I'm
then
just
going to
cut you off.
Okay.
It's because of like the foundation, like the bedrock
can't support
it in Upper Manhattan.
I was going. With,
I know
like,
you were on like a whole.
Don't
honestly,
super,
I don't know when that was.
Yeah, it wasn't because I was a little lost in it.
Okay, which was invented in New York City? 2 truths, 1 lie.
Okay.
Was it cheesecake, ice cream cones, eggs Benedict?
Cheesecake and eggs Benedict.
Incorrect.
Damn.
Cheesecake was not invented in New York. Ice cream cones, eggs Benedict, and there's actually a third one that I read about.
Really?
Pasta Primavera. Okay. Name 3 colleges located in New York City.
Fordham, NYU, and Columbia.
Okay. What is Gray's papaya?
No idea, but I like papaya.
Hot dogs. How many Walmarts are located in New York City?
0.
Hey, how'd you know that?
Because even Walmart isn't rich enough to put that big shit in New York City.
That is not, you didn't save the number. That is
yeah,
not,
I did.
You did? Okay.
That is not the reason. Nobody can afford that much space in New York City. So Walmart doesn't unionize its employees, and New York City has a rule that you have to unionize. Good job, New York. All right, we're almost done. Do I let you drive when we go to New York City?
Never. Not okay. One time.
Final question. Netflix and chill, Ghost, or Wife Up? Gloria Steinem, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, AOC.
Ah! Okay, I'm gonna marry AOC.
Oh, you're gonna wife her?
I'm gonna wife
her
up.
Use the lingo.
Frankly, she's gonna be around the longest.
You really put yourself in a bind here, didn't you?
I sure did.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna ghost Gloria only because I know she's so busy she probably wouldn't notice. I'm gonna Netflix and chill with RBG.
Well, you can't, yeah, you can't ghost RBG.
You can't. I mean, I should marry her, but she's married already. But, you know, God, that was tough. That was a dirty trick.
That's a good one.
Well, you survived. Congratulations.
That was good.
You know, I'm learning. Every,
no, great.
Every day I learn about New York City. I love it.
All right, guys, it's time. So on The Last Dance, for those that watched, there was a clip where I was telling my favorite, like, the actual question was, what's your favorite Michael Jordan memory? And I was like, well, I kind of have one, but it's not my favorite, but it is. And it's the dunk. And my take on it is that John Starks dunked on Michael Jordan. And I know Horace Grant was there, and I know what getting dunked
was
on means.
Was he even there?
He was there.
No one
Anyways,
talks about him like he
so
was
the
there.
Hate tweets I got were like something else. I was like, dang. Oh, I don't have it on here. I'll have to show it on there. I'll show you after when he cuts off. But yeah, so that's kind of like my memory and thought of like the Knicks, John Starks, that era. I have so many stories. Like even the Go New York song.
Yeah, that's like that was like your hometown team.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but AAU, wow. We would like sing the Go New York song. We like had it on tape. Damn. Somebody probably like maybe copied it off. I don't know, maybe dubbed it off the radio or something.
Did someone?
And someone probably was me. No, not Dr. Up. We would just like insert our names and stuff and just sing, go New York, go New York, go.
I love that.
Okay. All right. There he is. Boom. Ad.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
But yeah, thank you for coming on. So I'm sure you know I'm a huge Knick fan and, you know, Monday is actually the 27th anniversary of your dunk, of the dunk,
yeah,
which I had to explain to Megan. I was like, no, it's just actually this one name. It's just the dunk. Yeah,
it's not like his dunk, John Stark's dunk.
Nope, it's just
I go like dunk. Full explanation on every time. She's like, no, it's actually just
I'm like, you
the
can
dunk.
Just say
like,
the dunk.
Okay. I mean, I know it.
And we'll all get it.
I've been doing it all night.
But I actually read somewhere. So is it true that you didn't even know, like, Jordan was in the picture until you saw it the next day?
Yeah, not at all.
You know, for real?
At that time, yeah, you know how it is when you're playing. You're not even focused on how you're doing is completing the play. And I was trying to get a glimpse of it on the big screen while I was sitting on the bench doing a timeout, but I couldn't catch it. And it wasn't until the next day when I saw it in the paper that I knew he was on the back end of that.
Really? That's yeah. Why.
To me, he was the only person that you dunked on. I feel like people talk about like, oh, was he in there? Was he not? You never hear like, oh, Horace was in there. Nobody ever says that.
Yeah,
they just say
Horace Grant. You're right.
Yeah, I'm like, Horace, you're out. They like erased him from the poster and like put Michael closer.
There are some people that have done that. But there's actually a really good angle where it's like Horace's goggles like have come off his face. And I'm like, you know what? That right there might be even worth it. It might be better than MJ.
He's
knocked the guy's goggles off.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, that was a wicked, wicked picture. I seen that. That was a cool picture.
Oh, it's so good. So did you have you been watching Last Dance?
Yeah, I have. It's been great, actually.
Yeah, what do you think? Like, have you been loving it? Like, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I have, you know, because, you know, when you're immersed in the battles against them and you don't really see the behind the scenes, you know, things that went on with Chicago, with Michael and all the rest of the players. It's been pretty cool just to get the insights on, you know, what made him great and what made that team a special team, especially during that era.
And so, yeah, and you guys were, like, such a big part of that, too. You were, like, antagonist,
like number one in that era. So that must have been cool to like, you know, see the little digs coming back and like all the rivalry and everything.
Oh, no question. You know, it's been fun just to kind of relive those and the battles that we had with them. Obviously, you know, they was a team that, you know, everybody was gunning for during that time. And you had to get through them if you wanted to accomplish your goals to win a championship. So, especially in the East.
Well, I was going to say, it felt like sort of watching it. And then, you know, I was pretty young when it was happening. But, you know, watching it, sort of having that feeling and then, like, thinking back to everything, it felt like it was like, obviously there was Michael Jordan, but then it was like the New York Knicks. Like it was this like, because it was dual superstar, but you don't often get that. Like often you'll get, you know, even like when they played the Jazz or something, it was like, yeah, you have like, you know, the players on the Jazz, but you had like the two biggest superstars in basketball in New York Knicks and Jordan.
No, that's true. That's like, so what was it like going through that?
Man, it was hell. you know, because we knew that they was, you know, the team that we had to get through. And, you know, and dealing with Michael, you know, and Scottie Pippen to the mix made it that even tough. Because I think, you know, you knew what Mike was going to give you, but Scottie was the X factor on that team. And, you know, Mike talked about it. You know, obviously he needed Scottie to accomplish what he accomplished with those teams. And, you know, we knew that Scottie was the X factor because you try your best to get, you know, to get to Mike, but you're not getting to Mike. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Mentally stronger. So you had to, like, attack all the pieces around him and hopefully that, you know, you can get to them and knock them off their game. But he wouldn't let them quit, you know, to his credit. He wouldn't let that team quit. Mm. We thought we had him on the ropes, and he just seemed to rise to the occasion.
I remember.
You wish Scottie would have had that back problem in your series.
No, so what that you're saying is.
Exactly.
I mean, so, and this is like, this is, again, I'm a Knicks fan. This isn't a dig. What was it like playing for the Knicks when they were good? Like when they were like the talk of the town, they were New York City, like the best sports thing that was happening. That had to have been, like crazy.
Right. Insane.
The city was just electric during those times, you know, with us doing well and the Rangers doing well during those times. It was just crazy. I can remember times where I used to try to go shopping in New York City, and walking down the street, I had to duck into stores, and they literally had to bring the police to, like, so I could get in my car. It was that crazy during those times. And you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, it was the best of times. The Garden was just off the hook.
Yeah, it was.
Night, you know what I mean? That we stepped, no matter who was playing, sold out every single night. You know, it was just fun times to be a New York Knicks, as well as the Rangers was doing very well themselves.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be so dope. I've only been to the Garden a few times. And it's been recently, I think it's sold out even when we were,
yeah, no, I know.
even in the recent
yeah,
times,
sell out. Yeah.
Yeah. Who was your favorite celebrity that used to come to the games? Like, was there like some, I mean, obviously you have your like famous Knicks fans, but was there like some famous celebrities that were always there that just cracked you up or that you liked?
Spike was the number one, you know what I mean? He bleed, you know, blue and orange all day long. He was the number one. Man, there were so many celebrities used to come to the game. I can't
remember. I know. It's like probably everybody.
Yeah, everybody. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun just, you know, to see all these guys on Celebrity Row come out.
Yeah.
You know, and supporters night in and night out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we used to go to L.A. and play in Los Angeles, all these New Yorkers that was L.A. fans, they come out with their Knicks jersey on when Knicks get to the town.
Yeah, exactly.
So they always true New York Knicks fans, even though they live in L.A. and work in L.A. and celebrities in L.A. But when we come to town, the true New Yorkers come out in.
Oh,
that's dope. That's dope. All right. So as it goes with the dunk, what was like the holy shit moment? Like the moment where you were like, I just did that. Or the moment where you were like, dang, this is a big deal. Like, what was that holy shit moment?
probably when I came down and hit the floor and started running back up the court. That was the moment, you know, but I was running back up to get back on defense. Then when my teammates came and started giving me high fives, that's when
Basically like pushing you back down to the floor. Yeah, they were going hard on you.
Exactly. And then the fans were just going bonkers. They were just off the chain once that play happened. And so I knew it was a very special play, but I didn't know how special it was until I came back and started working for the Knicks. And I can honestly say somebody asked me about that play every single day since 2004.
I'm like, dang. So we're just
It is so
good. It's hard not to ask about it.
Like, it's so good, especially for, like, you know, a smaller guy to just get up over everyone, like, with your offhand and just, like,
against. You dunk with your left a lot, though.
Against Jordan.
I was doing some research. Yeah, you dunk with your left a lot.
Yeah, off of two. I jump better going that way than one for whatever reason. Hmm. You know what I mean? It's probably because I got one leg longer than the other.
Always something
more comfortable going that way. So, yeah. But you guys know, both of you guys know, when you were in the moment, you're really not thinking about it. And, you know, you knew that you did something special, but you're really not thinking about it. So you're just kind of focusing on the task at hand. Probably later on down the road that, okay, you look back and say, oh, wow, that was a special play.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, it was so
good. Speaking of special plays, we do have two games that we like to play on the show. Mm-hmm. And the first one is called Just Give Me a Reason. So we're going to show you some gifts, and then you have to tell us what was happening. So this is our little intro.
Just give me a reason, just a little bit some more.
So you got to tell us what was happening.
I'm not going to say the word, but that's, you know, get off me.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you.
Little headbutt.
Did anything happen before this? Like before this play?
Oh, yeah. He was hitting me with bowls.
I mean, it's Reggie Miller.
Yeah, I was telling the referees he's hitting me with bowls, and they just telling me to shut up. Then right before that, he hit me with another bowl, and I ran down, got the ball, and I think I scored 2 points. I was just like irate at that moment. Because Patrick asked me to play before. He said, are you cool? I said, yeah. Because I didn't want him to grab me.
Yeah. You knew he was going to pull you back.
I'm fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm fine.
Where is that? But, you know, during those times back then, you know, players had to earn their respect in the league, not so much like it is now, where the respect is given to you as soon as you come in the league. But back then, you know, you're playing against grown men.
Yeah.
That are young, you know, teenagers now.
Mm-hmm.
And so back then you had to earn your respect, and to, like, Reggie had to earn his respect when he first came in the league, and he probably was getting the same treatment that he was trying to give me.
He learned it from somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Once I did it here, but, you know, Reggie backed off, and I didn't have no more problems out of Reggie for the rest of my career.
That's a good way. Yeah, it's a good method.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm cool with you, John. I'm cool with you now.
Exactly.
All right,
you know, we just like going into the parks. If nobody know who you are,
you have to earn your respect.
You got to earn your respect.
Okay, so I kind of know what's happening here, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's after we won game 6.
Mm-hmm.
We went down there again, and them fans were looking at Spike like, we can't wait to get to you. I remember Spike in the locker room and back in the back as we was pulling off in the bus, and he looked so lonely. He's all by himself, and and they were telling me, okay, you got to leave. He's like, I'm not getting out of here until y'all give me an escort.
That's true. Because you were in Indiana, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we was in Indiana.
Yeah.
At the time.
No, that's...
You know, he was draped in Knicks
colors. Yeah, he's like, leave here by myself.
Draped in the Knicks. Dangerous. So this next one, you know, I'm assuming not your finest, but
I like it. I'm here for that.
We appreciate this.
I'm here
for
that.
You know what that was?
Sometimes
that
me
was
too.
That was me ticked off. We just lost game number 5 game mm-hmm. number five in Miami. So we were still up 3-2. We just lost. Okay. I'm coming off the court, and some fans said something to me, and the whole arena was yelling. You know, they said something to me. I am not going to say what it was. And that's what gave me, like, I just flipped them off as I was walking to the bench, right? And as soon as I sat down, and that's when the fight broke out. And when PJ Brown flipped Charlie Ward. And I didn't even think at the time. I just saw Charlie's feet go up in the air, and I just took off and, went over there. And you know, Patrick, that's bad memory.
So was it
suspended for that game?
Was it this fan?
Yeah, there she go.
Yeah, exactly. Karen.
He liked it too.
Yeah.
She was like, I approve of that.
We see what happened there.
Yeah.
No, she's giving it back to him.
Exactly.
Hey Sue, Megan. Yeah. I felt so bad after that because I was me and Herb were sitting at a diner, you know, when we got back to town, we got this little diner. Where I live at, and we mm-hmm. go in for breakfast before we go to practice. And this fan came up to me, he said, "Will you sign this autograph?" And when I saw it in print, I like, oh, I felt bad. I went ahead and signed it for him, but I felt bad.
That's funny, though.
That's funny.
Good one.
All right, so next we've got rapid fire. Here we go. Which was more difficult, guarding Michael Jordan or packing groceries for a bunch of Karens?
Guarding Michael Jordan.
Okay. Who is the best Nick ever?
Patrick Ewing.
Good answer. Who's your favorite teammate of all time?
I can't give you just one teammate. All of them.
Okay.
I'd say all of them.
Which dunk was more important to your career? The one on Michael Jordan, the dunk, or the one you attempted on Patrick Ewing that got you hurt?
The one on Patrick Ewing.
So for those that don't know, you could tell the story. It's a great story.
Yeah, it was the last day of training camp, and I wasn't sure if I was going to make the team or not, so I wanted to impress the coaches. So I tried to go up and dunk on Patrick Ewing and forgot he was 7 foot that could jump. And he caught my dunk. I came down, twisted my knee, and I thought I had tore it up. He felt bad about it, but it was kind of like a blessing in disguise because it put me on the IR. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know at the time when you go on IR that they couldn't cut you. So it gave me a chance to stick around. So it was
That's crazy. Sometimes it's all it takes. Okay. So which Nick play is the best ever? Is it LJ's 4-point play or is it your dunk?
My dunk.
Your dunk?
You think I'm going to give LJ that?
No way. I heard you guys like to get into it.
No way. My dunk. Listening to LJ.
That's funny. All right. What's the better Nick story? Is it Willis Reed in the playoff or the finals? Or is it Linsanity?
Oh, Willis Reed.
Willis Reed. I know. They got every time you win a championship, it's like that has to be
the one.
Fire. Him coming out and knocking down those two buckets, and they just kind of like lit the fire mm-hmm. underneath them. And then Clyde went off that game. Went off.
Yeah, and that's the ring. Definitely. That's the one we have. That's the one. Okay, so when you're introduced by the Knicks, you know, at guard, it says you're 6'5".
Well, you already know I'm not 6'5".
So. We're just checking. All right.
Makes your dunk more impressive.
Exactly. I know. You should have told him immediately, make me 6'2". All right. What's your favorite cigar? I heard you're into cigars.
Yeah. John Starks Legend number 3.
Okay. What's your favorite golf course? Because I heard you like to smoke the cigar on the golf course.
Man. There's so many of them, but the best one I ever played, I think, for me, was Augusta.
Okay. Mm. I've never been, but it's got to be
like
a legit
walking
choice.
On hollow ground there.
Yeah. Okay. So you played for the Bulls in 2000. Was that weird?
What? Yes, it was weird.
Okay. I didn't know that we were doing our research. I was like, what?
Yeah, I didn't know it either.
Yeah, it was for one week, and I got kicked out of there.
Yeah, you were like,
purpose.
Right out the middle finger.
Didn't smell right. Didn't smell right. Yeah. okay, speaking of the Bulls, if Jordan and the 98 Bulls had stayed together for the 1999 season, would they have beaten the San Antonio Spurs that year? And that's the team, for everyone who doesn't know, that won in 1999.
That's a good question, because Tim Duncan, I think it was his second year there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a toss-up for me.
That's a toss-up?
San Antonio had a good team that year, obviously. And but, you know, Chicago still had Michael.
And then there was Michael.
And then there was Michael.
At the end
always
of the day, when you give him a challenge, he seems to rise to the occasion. So
yeah, I'll
probably have to go with Chicago anyway. So keep it in the East.
Okay. okay, this is it. A yes or no question. You can only say yes or no. Did you dunk on Jordan?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. But you're just... My Twitter comments were insane that day. Okay.
You got into some stats.
Which coach
He did jump to try to block it, right?
Yeah. I know. And then he made a business decision. He still dunked on him.
He got some of that.
He dunked all over him.
Okay, which coach was your favorite? Like, which coach did you like the best? Pat Riley, Don Nelson, or Jeff Van Gundy?
Pat Riley.
Okay. All right, let's go with some New York City questions. What's your favorite New York City restaurant?
Virgil's.
What's your favorite Broadway show?
I'm not a Broadway guy.
What about a concert? Have you seen any concerts?
I have seen concerts. Jay-Z put on a show at the Garden. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I would pay. You do pay. Okay. Speaking of Jay-Z, what's your favorite New York City rapper?
Probably him and Biggie.
Okay. See, I knew I was gonna like you. Okay. So, what was your go-to pregame music?
Oh man, I'm old school. I got to go through some Funkadelics.
Oh,
George Clinton.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you wear number 3?
You know, people ask me that all the time. It was just handed to me.
That's a great answer. That's good. Sometimes it's just that simple.
I know, right? It just handed to me.
Okay. So, do you think you were an overachiever, or do you think you were underappreciated?
I think I was a overachiever.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. You know what I mean? Because I was undersized for that position at the time. So I had to work extremely hard in order to compete. So I overachieved.
Okay. So who in the NBA now reminds you of yourself?
Westbrook.
Oh. Just goes 100.
Yeah, just the mentality.
Doesn't give a, that's true. Mentality. We'll get up in anyone's face. I see it.
Yeah.
I see it.
He don't cheat the fans. That's what I love about him.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, 3-pointers or the mid-range?
3-pointers for sure.
Okay. Not analytics. That's just punch. Like you actually like it.
That's the knockout punch.
Okay.
3-pointers is just like, man, it just takes something out of a team when you knock those down. Yeah.
All right, what was your biggest adjustment when you got to New York City?
Ooh, the city. The city at that time, oh man, it was grimy.
Oh yeah, it was.
Times Square, oh.
Yeah, man. It was grimy, you're right. What year did you get there?
I got there in 1990.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like pre-Giuliani, the crime was crazy. No, you're right, it was grimy. So just like everything was an adjustment.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, how many wins will the Knicks have in their next full season?
I'm shooting for 50.
50?
Yeah.
All right. Heard it here first. I would love 50. To see that.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
Okay, who wins a fight? Prime Oakley or Prime Mason?
Oh, what you talking about? Them two heads up? Man, they probably be still fighting to this day.
Yeah. No winners. It's just going for days.
No winners.
Okay.
Yeah,
I actually believe
that. That's true. Yeah. They might kill each other.
Okay. Don't say anything if Biggie's I've Got a Story to Tell is about Anthony Mason.
No.
Oh. Okay.
The world wants to know.
Like how simultaneously.
Oh. There was a fan question, though, that we probably should get into really fast. What was the locker room like after Biggie dropped that song?
Be honest with you, never entered the locker room. Nobody ever talked about it. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm actually not that surprised. Sometimes stuff just like doesn't.
It's just like whatever.
Exactly.
Okay. This is a game we play. We're going to change it up for you. It's start, bench, or cut.
Okay.
Larry Johnson.
Bench.
Allen Houston. You said bench?
Yeah, bench Larry. Bench him.
Bench Larry. All right, Allen Houston and Doc Rivers.
Oh, start. Bench LJ. Bench him.
He's out. He's just out. I'm going to bench and cut him. I'm going to start the other two.
You know I got nothing but love for LJ. So.
Oh, that's funny. Did you play with him?
Yeah, I played with LJ.
Okay. How many years?
It actually was when him and Allen came, that actually was our best all-around team, I thought.
That's true.
Just from an offensive team.
So, like, something that people, I feel like, don't know about you. Okay, so they might know that you got Sixth Man of the Year in 97. But I feel like what's fascinating about it is that you went from, like, a starter on a team in the finals, and then you took the role of coming off the bench and like excelled in that and got Sixth Man of the Year. Cause I know that was probably when Allen got there and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just have a ton of respect for that. And in your honor, I'm just gonna give you a little P-Funk. No, we thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
This is cool. I appreciate you guys and all the success to both of you.
Same.
Thank you.
And from one Knick fan, I was 13 years old on this day. Thank you for the dunk and many other memories.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for the memories. Take care, John.
You guys. All right, Sue, Megan, you guys, take care.
Guys, we just got to interview John Starks.
I know, that shit was dope.
And it was epic.
We gotta, like,
I feel like I could have asked him go have so a drink many more questions. He does so much cool shit with his foundation, John Starks Foundation.
Check it out.
He's like a cigar guy.
Cigar guy. There cigar aficionado.
It was a fun week. Go New York. Go New York, go.
And yeah, playlist is up. And the whole thing will be on YouTube. But as always, send me information about New York.
You actually did really well.
Did I do pretty good?
Yeah, nobody knows the answers to those questions. That's why it was kind of funny to like see what your guesses were. You know what I mean?
I did all right. I actually did a lot better than I thought that I was going to do.
I think you thought I was going to give you like ones you should, like everyone should know. You know what I mean? So there was like more pressure. These ones, nobody knows. Who knows that?
Good.
Ice cream cone was invented, although someone was like, it was invented in St. Louis. All right, thank you guys for joining us. Now it's time. You know we had to do it.
Give it up for him, y'all.
It's a little remix, though.
Wow.
Remix!
I used to read word up magazine. So I have you see in the magazine. Hang your pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic Molly Moore. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoke the weed and bamboo, sipping on pop stop. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping through the hard. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. One sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? East of RG, Brucey B, get the ring. Fuck Master Flex, love Bugs, Soft P. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call the crib, same number, same hood. It's all good, good. And if you don't know, now you know.
Is this one?
It's up to you. You lead on.
See you guys next time.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of A Touch More, the number one IG Live rated show according to no one.
We'll be back next week with a brand new show.
See you next week.